This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wis Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell, the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Chicago is sharing part of the political spotlight with Southeast Wisconsin today. Vice President Kamala Harris and running mate Tim Walz will be 90 minutes away, headlining a rally at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee tonight. Earlier in the day, Republican running mate J.D. Vance campaigns in Kenosha. Young voters say they're energized now that Harris is at the top of the Democratic ticket. They say appealing to young voters also requires a personal touch.
Take out your phone, text five friends, text five family members, tell them to go to the polls, help them register to vote. And I think, you know, doing that peer-to-peer organizing is really what's going to help us motivate and mobilize young voters.
18-year-old delegate Henry Palo is from Maribel. Pro-Palestinian protesters are making their presence felt at the DNC. Thousands of them came within two blocks of the convention yesterday. About a dozen broke through an outer perimeter fence. President Biden acknowledged them in his keynote speech last night.
Protesters out in the street, they have a point. A lot of innocent people are being killed on both sides.
Biden has said he wants to negotiate an end to the war in Gaza before he leaves office. A Milwaukee woman is sentenced to 11 years in prison for killing her sex trafficker. Crystal Kaiser pleaded guilty to reckless homicide earlier this year. She was the first woman in Wisconsin to plead for leniency because of her status as a sex trafficking victim. Her case attracted national attention. Governor Evers' task force on Wisconsin's healthcare worker shortage is out with its recommendations. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez says they include expanding Medicaid and increasing rates for home and community-based healthcare. Wisconsin's nursing shortage could be 19,000 by 2040. Universities of Wisconsin System President Jay Rothman says he'll submit a budget next year to increase the state's funding for higher education by $457 million a year. Wisconsin ranks 43rd when it comes to funding its public universities. Rothman's plan has pay raises for faculty and staff, but no tuition increases. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A man has been arrested after a police chase and an exchange of gunfire early this morning in Wisconsin Rapids. WRPD were investigating a report of a domestic disturbance when the suspect fled the scene in a vehicle. A Portage County Sheriff's deputy found him and attempted a traffic stop. The man would not stop, instead driving toward Wisconsin Rapids while shooting at officers. His vehicle was disabled near 8th Street and East Grand Avenue. The man continued to fire at officers, hitting only their squad cars, while he fled on foot. Officers used a drone to locate him on a roof in the area of 9th and Grape Street. The man continued to shoot at officers from the roof, and they returned fire. The man was shot, and officers were able to take him into custody and transport him to the hospital. There is no continued risk to the public, and officers are investigating. They ask that you stay away from the crime scenes. Stuff the Bus helped over 900 students this year. Along with hundreds of donors and volunteers, United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties distributed supplies to 946 students during their Stuff the Desk event. Of the students served, 97% qualify for free or reduced school meals. The meeting to decide the future of County Highway AA happens in Nacoosa today. The Wood County Highway Department says heavy rains in June revealed a large hole that undermined a significant portion of the roadway. The causeway embankment is experiencing slope failure. The Highway Department wants to find out how the community feels about closing the road completely. The public information meeting is today, August 20th, to discuss proposed changes and cost estimates to repair County Highway AA. It will be at the Nacoosa Community Center from 5 to 7 p.m. Three Assumption High School graduates received the Minerva Ponce MD Memorial Scholarship. This scholarship fund was established with the Aspirus Riverview Foundation in memory of Dr. Minerva Mimi Ponce by Mimi's husband, Dr. Mario Ponce, and family. The three award recipients are Peyton Bremer, Autumn Moon, and Lydia Smits. These $1,000 scholarships will help them pursue a medical education. It's VFW Night in Wisconsin Rapids. Members of VFW Post 2534 will be at Culver's on 8th Street from 4 to 8 p.m. tonight. Our VFW will receive a percentage of the sales at both the drive-thru and dine-in. You can stop in to say thank you and get delicious food. This Friday and Saturday is the VFW Buddy Poppy distribution. Donations made to this effort help our VFWs on the state and national level. Portage County is launching a hazard mitigation survey. People living in the county and businesses that operate there are invited to participate in a critical hazard mitigation survey to assess the county's vulnerability to natural and human-caused disasters to help develop effective preparedness plans. The survey is open now until September 20th. You can find it on the county's website. Hard copies are also available at the Portage County Emergency Management Office. There's a pop-up splash pad tomorrow at the YMCA in Wisconsin Rapids. The Wisconsin Rapids Fire Department will be at the YMCA parking lot from 1:30 to 3 p.m. You'll also be able to visit with Roscoe, the Rafters mascot, Rowdy, the River Kings mascot, the Cranberry Guy from the Visitors Bureau, and maybe even Agatha from WIRI. Stop down to meet fire department members, have an icy pop, and some summer fun while the weather lasts. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Brewers in St. Louis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and Cardinals open up a three-game series tonight at Busch Stadium in St. Louis. Milwaukee's Frankie Montas against the Cardinals' right-hander Eric Fetty. The Brewers with an 11-game lead ahead of the Cardinals in the division, coming off that sweep of the Cleveland Guardians. The Cards losing to the Dodgers Sunday 2-1. NFL, Packers back at practice after losing in Denver 27-2. Quarterback Sean Clifford on what he could have done differently in the game.
It's tough to say just now. Broadly, speeding it up a little bit, I thought that there were some plays to be made where my eyes were just late. When you're playing guys like Pat Surtain and, you know, the Broncos once, you just can't be late. And if you are, it's going to either, you know, result in an incompletion or interception. So I thought that was, you know, when we had plays and we made plays, it was on time.
That's Packers backup quarterback Sean Clifford. They face the Ravens Thursday in a joint practice. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There's been some big scares at this year's summer box office, and Alien Romulus didn't disappoint last weekend. The film took in $108 million globally and almost $42 million domestically. The seventh installment in the Alien franchise follows a crew of space explorers in the time set between the original Alien in 1979 and Aliens in 1986. Coming in second place was the mighty Deadpool in Wolverine, which became the highest R-rated movie ever in the last few days, surpassing 2019's Joker. Deadpool in Wolverine has pulled in $1.1 billion at the global box office and taken in almost $550 million domestically. Coming in third place was It Ends With Us, starring Blake Lively. Rounding out the top five from this past weekend were Twisters at $10 million and the re-release of the 2009 stop-motion critics darling Coraline, which pulled in over $8 million. An impressive showing for a film on about one-third the screens as other box office big shots. Legendary talk show host Phil Donahue passed away at the age of 88. Donahue, known as the King of Daytime Talk pre-Oprah Winfrey, passed on Sunday, August 18th. He started his TV talk show career in Dayton, Ohio, tackling current events even if they made people uncomfortable. It was when he moved the show to Chicago and added a studio audience that the show became wildly popular before moving to New York in 1985. Donahue was the winner of 20 Emmy Awards, 10 as a host and 10 for his show. Oprah Winfrey, who took over the title as daytime talk show champ, wrote in O, the Oprah Winfrey magazine, that if there had been no Phil Donahue show, there would have been no Oprah Winfrey show. According to People magazine, Donahue was the first mainstream talker to acknowledge that women were interested in things other than mascara and cake recipes. In May of this year, Phil Donahue was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom by President Joe Biden. You gotta love an actor with a laissez-faire attitude. Maybe it's just because he's been around the block a few times, but actor Michael Keaton recently donned the Batman costume again for the film Batgirl. Keaton recently spoke to GQ magazine and said Warner Brothers shelved the film in 2022. When Keaton heard the news that no one would ever see his work, his response was, "I didn't care one way or another. Big, fun, nice check." Good work if you can get it. Do you have a rep that needs to confront all rumors when your relationship is not so great? Me neither. Addressing tabloid rumors that Coldplay frontman Chris Martin and actress Dakota Johnson are not going through with their plans to marry, a rep for the couple said that is not true and they are happily together. In my opinion, whenever there is a picture of an actress giving the camera a wave while wearing sunglasses in oversized jeans, you know things are over. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy this morning, becoming mostly cloudy by late this afternoon. Our high today in the mid to upper 70s. Tonight, partly cloudy in the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine. Highs in the upper 70s. Same for Thursday, sunny in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry, that's WIS, country.com.